Hello, darling.
Hello.
Today on Analyze This, I'm joined by extra special guest Ella Mielnashenko. It's her beauty.
Thank you for having me.
Wow. So why don't we start by asking, I guess I have a really pressing question that our listeners are curious about.
Yeah.
Okay. How good a cook am I, really?
Oh my gosh, an excellent cook. We just had an amazing chicken porridge that Hannah made.
What?
Delicious.
Shocking.
With garnish and everything.
What? Would you go as far as to say I'm domestic goddess Hannah Hart?
Yes, you are, because you also spent the last like 5 days painting our kitchen cabinets, redoing our entire kitchen.
I will tell you that if I knew how difficult cabinets were to paint, I might not have started. So I'm really happy that I was like, yeah, you know, you just detach all the doors and then first you paint all the first you tape everything and then you keep track of all your screws, you know, and don't, you know, and also every single cabinet will be attached with a different sort of mechanism and none of it's uniform. And then when you go and put them back on, they might not be even. I think that if I had known, I wouldn't have started. So,
really?
Yeah. So my message here today is don't research.
Don't research. Yeah. You know, I was really nervous about the cabinet project, as you remember, and you went full steam ahead. So I'm glad you didn't listen to me. I'm glad, because it came out beautiful.
Yeah. I think if 2020 has taught me anything, it's...
Just go for it.
Yeah. It's a listen to your inner voice. And also my horoscope, which said, if you have any home improvement projects, today's the day. I think that's what really tipped the scale on Saturday.
Yeah.
Plus, we had already picked the color and whatnot.
And it looks great. It looks great.
It's a beautiful anchor blue against our white, what's it called, tiling and whatnottery. I mean, you're always pretty nervous, though.
I'm nervous in general. I mean, but cabinets just seemed like really out of the realm of possibility I just was imagining all of the screws.
That's so interesting that you were nervous about me painting the cabinets, but you were very adamant about our ability to raise a puppy.
I know. Wow. What a twist and turn in my whole identity.
Mm-hmm.
I really didn't know how hard raising a puppy would be. And I know that sounds ridiculous.
Well, it doesn't. I think a lot of people don't know. But that's why we're here today. We're here today to talk about the perils, the pitfalls, and the...
pleasures?
Pupiphanies. That come with having a little life. Enjoy. Yes. That's why we do a little music. Come back. You want to hold for the plane?
Yeah.
Ella, my beloved, would you describe yourself as a confident person?
Yes, I would. Normally, normal circumstances, pre-2020, overly confident.
Oh.
Manically confident.
Oh.
One might add.
Really?
It turns out I have bipolar 2, and I've been riding the highs and lows of mania and depression, and so much of my personality is based on this false confidence, I guess.
Misunderstood
confidence. I just felt I would go through periods of time where I felt like I could accomplish anything, and that really, you know, it pushed me to do a lot of the things I've done in my life.
Well, I mean, that kind of brazen level of gusto and bravery isn't something that a lot of women in business are taught. Right. A lot of women are taught just across the board. I think we're taught to second guess ourselves always, you know?
Right.
And then with depression, nobody's taught how to manage it. So if you spent most of your 20s drunk as a skunk,
like
well,
most
join
of
the
us.
Club. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I think I got through the depression by drinking, and the mania provided me a lot of the success. Now on the other side of it, medicated and stable, I get the second guessing. I get the fear. I totally understand it now. I have a new compassion and empathy for it.
If you could describe it like, I don't know, in like a beautiful poetic way, like the inside of your body, like how does it feel different? What does that mean to think you to have a sense of confidence that is no longer there, question mark, right. I guess. Like, I don't, because it's hard to imagine, because confidence, I mean, is confidence a feeling or is it a train of thought or what? Like,
I think it's a feeling. It just felt like I couldn't fail. No matter what I did, I couldn't fail. I was going to succeed. And there was no doubt in my mind that I would fail. And that pushed me like almost to achieve greater than maybe I should have, but I did ultimately. You know, I
that doesn't sound like a bad thing.
No, it wasn't always a bad thing. I think it led me to be more ballsy with my conversations, to speak up, to share my ideas, to talk to the CEOs of companies and say, like, this is what I think.
Right, like pitching a theme park.
Right.
Right.
Like emailing.
Which I mean, these are good ideas.
And setting up meetings and really trying to get things going. But now on the other side of it, I'm like, whoa, what? Where did that come from? You know, I don't feel that same level of confidence anymore. I walk around now fully in my body, fully sober. And it's, the world is a scary place, let me just say.
It is scary. And I hope that through this kind of like stabilized process, you're able to rebuild a sense of confidence that isn't contingent on your chemical and hormonal balances, and that is untouchable. You know?
I hope so too. I mean, I sort of feel like I need to re-go through some sort of self-awareness and some processing to regain a sense of self. Right now I'm building up who I am now without that rush of hormones that gave me the confidence or whatever it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, going back to your puppy conversation.
Building that puppy confidence. Something that we've learned in terms of, oh yeah, in terms of puppyhood. So what has been so like amazing about the pre and post 2020 Ella is that, you know, I have always really, and this is something that I'm like, oh wow, like I rode the waves of your confidence, you know? And what has happened lately is that now that you have lots of hesitance
and fear and doubt,
and fear and doubt, I feel myself wanting to again ride the waves of your fear and doubt. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, Hannah, stop. That's her bag, man. That's her deal, dude. You know, she's like, what are we going to do? And I'm like, what are we? No, it's fine. It's fine. But the puppy, I think, really highlighted this because so we had wanted a dog. Ella loves dogs and loves all God's creatures and was very excited about having the energy of a dog in a house. And so over the summer, we had looked at senior dogs and wanting to foster. But because of the kittens, it was hard to bring a dog into a house, an adult dog into a house of adult cats, you know?
Yeah, there was one dog.
Nino.
Nino, a grizzly old pit bull.
Nino with bleeding teeth
and bleeding paws. Bleeding paws. He was a big boy.
Just a subtle 90 pounds.
Just huge. And he did not take to the cats well. He tried to eat them.
Yeah. That wasn't great. So so after that, we were like, okay, so we should get a puppy, but of course it's basically impossible to find a puppy, but we came into the good fortune of having a friend who had a friend who had a friend who had a litter of puppies, and Elba brought a puppy into our lives
just
and now
dropped her off.
Just dropped her off and handed her to me. And let me ask you this. When you were like, I'm so excited to get a puppy, please, yay, puppy, puppy, puppy. And I would say, it's like having a baby. What did you think I meant?
I don't know. I think I thought I could handle it, which, you know, we're doing fine. Let me just say this, but it's been an emotional journey with this puppy.
Yeah.
Because it
What did you imagine having a baby puppy? It's like having a baby. Like, do you remember when we had that robot baby?
I know. And
You couldn't even hang 12 hours.
I couldn't hang. So
you were like, we had this robot baby. You can watch the video on my channel. We had this robot baby. And during the first night, it wakes us up once. And Ella's like, turn it off. I'm like, what do you mean? That's the whole point of this.
I know. I don't know what I was thinking. I truly don't. Like, I think I thought it would be easier.
A lot of people do.
I think, you know, like there's a couple of things that have really like shaken me up. One, it's just the constant like need for attention, the constant.
A couple of things about having a puppy.
Yeah, a couple of things about having a puppy that have shaken me up.
Right, because you came in balls to the wall. You were like, here we go, a puppy. And I was like, go ahead. Constant need for attention.
Constant need for attention. The peeing and the accidents and the schedule, like
the lack of potty, the
having to potty train, right. And kind of we bring Luna outside to pee pee and poo poo and poo poo and pee pee alley every hour.
Mm-hmm.
And but then also the hair.
Oh yeah, the hair I wasn't expecting.
There's just so much hair everywhere.
Well, I think that she'll eventually stop shedding at some point because her hair's totally changed color. She's like a golden retriever, chihuahua, terrier, ? Mix, and she came with this, you know, downy, like very, very, very fair complexion, very like light fur. And so much of it has fallen out. And now she's got more of that like classic kind of golden brown
look. Yeah.
She looks lightly toasted.
Yeah, she's lightly toasted.
She looks like the beginning of an excellent s'more.
Oh, she really is.
Doesn't she?
She really is. That's a great description.
Thank you. I'm a poet. the hair everywhere. That's been fun. That's been really rough.
Yeah.
Rough. Boop, boop. Woof, woof, woof. Yeah.
So I didn't, you know, I think I went into it like most things in my life, completely overprepared, completely underprepared and overconfident.
Mm.
That's what I mean.
But without your sense of overconfidence, I don't think we'd have a puppy at all.
Right.
So, you know, I am grateful that you had no idea what it was like to raise a being from infancy into pup adulthood, you know, my fear and doubt is something I have to fight against too, babe, you
right,
know?
Right.
So I would have been like, no puppies ever. I'm bad. But because you were so adamant about it, I don't know. It was a welcome challenge.
Yeah. It feels like a good challenge, but I'm still scared, you know. We're raising this being and her personality is getting shaped and I want her to be a good doggy.
Yes.
Someone that people like.
Oh, for sure. She already is. She's an angel sent from heaven. But yes, it is important that when you're scared, you don't repress that fear, because if you try and ignore how you're feeling, well, let's just say you might find yourself, I don't know, accidentally burning your hand in the middle of the day.
Yeah, so
This is a segue to a story
about how I was completely overwhelmed and not in my body the first week that we got her.
Yes, it was. And we'll hear all about this story right after this. Da-da-da-da-da.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we're back.
Yes. So yes.
You look terrified right now.
I was trying to figure out where we were starting from.
Well, we're starting from overconfident, underprepared. Ella comes home from treatment. Our lives are completely different in a good way.
We have a puppy.
We have a puppy now. I have been managing with the two kitties into puppy solo. And so when Ella came with all of her, like, oh, please, and puppies, I've got this. And I was like, but you've never. Okay.
I grew up with older dogs. We got dogs from the pound.
Different. Different.
Very different. Older dogs have a way different energy temperament.
People should really, there's so many programs about older dogs and rescues and stuff, but they should really say, like, hey, and if you happen across a puppy in your life, please know that a puppy is not a dog.
It's a baby.
It's a baby.
It's a baby.
It's a baby dog.
It's a baby
dog. It's a baby. It's a baby, baby, baby with the sweetest little eyes, little Luna. Luna. Okay, so Ella, you know, this sense of awareness, right? So, because it really slides in, man, ignoring your body, ignoring your fear, because it sometimes if you can't tell you're afraid, then you don't know that you need to regulate, and eventually something will give you a heads up that you do.
Right, right. So I was back. I was terrified but trying to manage. This dog needed all kinds of things all the time. I was working and I
was not asking for help.
I was completely overwhelmed and
inside
and just projecting this level of confidence that I'm used to on the outside. And I ended up grabbing the stovetop grate.
Yeah. So, you know, it's the afternoon and Ella's like, oh, I'll make lunch. And I'm like, are you sure? Because it seems like you're actively on a conference call. She's like, no, I'll just make lunch. And I was like, okay, well, I'll take Luna. No, leave Luna. That's fine. I was like, so you're going to watch the dog and do your conference call and make lunch?
Yes, totally fine. No, I was not fine.
No, she was not fine. So at one point, something spills and Ella moves the pot from one burner to the back burner. And because she's also trying to do it all, man, she's like, I'll clean this spill up right now. Yeah, I'm. And then so she grabs.
So I grab the burner and it was off.
It's
the grate.
Yeah.
It had been off for a few minutes, but of course it was still so hot.
So hot. It was a piece of metal, but it wasn't actively And it honestly, it is the very common mistake of a highly distracted person. I mean, this is why moms across America like freak out, man. It's a lot, you know?
Yeah. So I burned my hand.
I would say was the wake up call.
That was the wake up call for me because I was in so much pain. All of a sudden, I was just like, what am I doing? What are we doing? Like, it just shocked me to my core. And I was just like, how are we going to raise this dog? How are we going to do all of this? Like, there's so many chores now. I just got completely terrified and completely terrified of being an adult that, like, I am this grown person who just burned their hand.
I will say that moment was coincidentally the neighbor dogs are barking at each other.
Not our precious Loony.
I will say that, though, that moment was, I think, a gift.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I wish you hadn't burnt your hand.
Yeah, it's all healed now, so but it's all fine.
It was fine. It was like a 1 degree burn, Ella.
Okay. I hadn't burned... If you haven't hurt yourself as an adult in a while, like if you've ever fallen down as an adult or like burning yourself, like it's shocking.
Right. Yeah.
You don't get that kind of injury that often when you're an adult.
No, you really don't scrape your knee.
No, like I used to get into scrapes. I would fall out of trees. I would like do all, I was like kind of a tomboy. So I was getting into stuff. I've broken many bones, but I haven't hurt myself in a long time like that.
Yeah.
So it scared the shit out of me.
It did. It shook you to your core. And like as your partner, it was funny because when you came home from treatment, you were like fucking riding the wave. You were like, I got this. I wake up at 5:45 a.m. Here are my routines. Here are my rituals, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, okay, but you know, like you can't do it all. Like, remember, 100% is not the goal. Like, but there, we have to do a little something every day because, you know, zero, like if you go for 100, you might hit zero. Right.
Right.
And I kept kind of like being like, okay, okay. And you know, part of me, I think what's so critical about that day and that moment that you burnt your hand was that up until that point, I was like, wow, like maybe I should get on whatever drugs Ella's on. Like, look at her fucking go. She's doing her makeup. She's folding her clothes. She's taking care of a brand new baby puppy. Nothing seems to faze her. This is amazing. Ella's totally... Oh, okay. Never mind.
Cut to me sobbing, calling my mom, holding my hand on an ice, just like crying and being like, I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I can be an adult.
Just that, yeah.
So afraid.
Yeah.
Just terrified.
Crashing back down to earth. But earth is a welcome, welcome place for you to be. And I am here. And we can be here together.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, and you know, it took a bit for me to climb out of that hole. I think I went into...
Oh, you mean from the initial impact of crashing down to earth?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. I fell into kind of a massive depressive episode because I just was so shaken.
And who am I?
Who am I in this world? What am I doing? Like, what am I doing? We have a dog. We're cat people. Like, we have hairless cats, no less, you know? Like, we don't have hair on everything, and now we have hair on everything.
Everything. It's so funny. I opened the cabinets, freshly painted cabinets, and I took out our cast iron to make dinner, and just fucking, there's some puppy hair on it, man.
There's hair everywhere.
You know, you just gotta
rock with it.
I feel like, but like, and not to make this, like, all about me, but that's my favorite thing to do. I feel like this awakening that you're experiencing is helping me remember who I am.
Yeah.
Because, like, this is life, man. This is life, babe. And, like, we got this. Like, the hard part is kind of, like, we're living in such a good, like, I don't know. What I'm trying to say is that, like, there is fear, but there's also faith.
Yeah.
Like, it is overwhelming to have a dog. And that shouldn't be the thing that holds you back from wanting to enrich your life.
Right. Right. I mean, Luna has brought so much joy to our lives.
So much joy and comedy and laughter and affection.
She is so sweet.
She like freaks out every time she sees Ella. I say, go see mommy. And Luna... like runs
full tilt,
like she's chasing a rabbit around a track. She runs full tilt at Ella, and like if she leaves the house for an hour, she comes back and Luna's like, "Oh cat, I'm so happy to see you."
I know. I mean, she's so loving.
She has so much love in her heart, and our jobs as parents of this adorable baby creature is to keep her safe.
Yeah,
you know, even when we have no idea what she's freaking out about, like the other night.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That I still don't even know.
And getting a full night's sleep is a big part of managing mood disorders, mood disorders in general. It's really, really crucial to get as much sleep as you need. Like Ella straight up sleeps, 12 hours at a time?
Sometimes. I'm going through a phase where I'm just getting so much sleep right now. And I think it's because I'm coming out of this depressive episode. I might still be in it a little bit, but I'm feel like I'm coming out the other side.
Or you might just need to sleep all the time. You might be one person that needs a lot of sleep.
I need a lot of sleep, but I don't need this much sleep normally.
I don't know. You see, well, yeah. Who knows, honey?
We'll who knows? Find out. Who knows? I know I'm a type of person though that I do need a lot of sleep. I'm not someone that can function on less than 8 hours of sleep.
Yeah, and I feel like I function better on the less sleep I get. Anyway, so Hanalyze fam, our precious earbuds. The other night, we go to bed. You know, we've got a pretty old person routine these days. We have dinner around 4:35, like between the 4:30 and 6 o'clock window for my digestion and for Ella's brain.
It's good. It's good to eat earlier so that you digest before you go to sleep. Like that was something I learned in treatment. We had dinner around 4:35, which I scoffed at when I first got there like a little asshole, but then ended up loving having dinner so early because I was able to sleep better throughout the night. And that was the whole reason for doing it.
Yeah, you get a much, much better sleep. So we have dinner pretty early. So we go to bed around like 9 or whatnot. And Luna is, I mean, she's a dream.
She sleeps through the night generally.
But just as a puppy in general, she's a dream. I've been teaching her roll over for all of 3 days and she's got it.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got it to the point where she knows what I want her to do, but she doesn't is also rebellious and is choosing not to. She knows how to play the game, man. You know, she definitely knows how to train us back. So we have to stay one step ahead. Anyway, half the time, I think that she's like, I like to say she has the brain of a Chihuahua and the heart of a golden retriever. Yeah. But I also say she has the brain of a retriever and the heart of a Chihuahua because she gets this look on her little sassy face where she's like, well, I don't understand.
And she knows. She knows.
Because when she doesn't know something, it's obvious. For instance, if there's like a poopy stuck in her butt, she gets so scared.
She hates it.
So one night, the other night at like, it's like 1 a.m. and we hear like, har, 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 like just the
like
most
just terrified squealing.
Terrified puppy noise. I'm immediately on my feet running to the noise. The cats are both also running to the noise. We all sleep in the same bed. Everyone's always asking, like, how does Luna get along with the cats? And I'm like, well, because she's a puppy, like...
They put up with her. They put up with her.
Well, yeah,
they're great. Her and Charles play.
Lady and her sleep together.
They have...
As two adult cats could like interacting
with a puppy.
A baby dog.
Yeah.
They do.
I think they're going to get along great when she's older.
Yeah.
But anyways, so back to your story.
Yeah. So we hear this sound. It's like her terrified and I'm on my feet and then the first words out of my mouth.
She screams this, by the way.
I'm like, Luna, what happened? What's happening? As if Luna is going to reply. I was like, Luna, what's happening? Genuinely.
I
see the cats running towards her and Luna's in Ella's office.
Yeah. And she is hooked under my desk. There's poop spread across the floor.
Spread on the legs of the desk. And as far as we can tell, And of course, poop on Luna.
Yeah.
You know, who is actively just terrified.
Just like crying, shaking,
blah, blah, blah. But, you know, so I look around the room. There's no threat. Everything's fine. Nothing's broken. Nothing fell down. It's, as far as I can tell, just the middle of the night and whatever.
Either she got spooked by something outside.
Yeah. So what we think happened is that she woke up. And in her sleepy, poopy delirium on her way wandering towards the door, you know, if we have the puppy pads, but honestly, we don't really need them that much anymore. Like she has accidents. We put them out at night because we've opted.
She rarely goes poop during the night. That was also strange.
I know. She is a very well potty trained 6-month-old baby puppy.
Yeah.
She's crushing it. I love her. I'm so proud of her. She rocks. As far as I can tell, what I believe happened.
Yeah.
Is that she was taking a little poo-poo, sleepy in the dark. And I think Charles
spooked her.
I think he scared her because he was in the room.
He was already there.
Yeah.
Lady was the one who was creeping out.
Lady was coming in to see if she needed to, like, kill a
throw
bitch.
Down.
Yeah. She was there to be like, oh, let's go. What do we got to? But I'm pretty sure that she was pooping with her back to the house and Charles gave her a little snifferoni. She got so scared she leapt and ran, which caused her to get stuck in the desk and continue to yelp and yipe and yelp and yipe.
Yeah.
Oh, Luna, what's happening?
So then we had to give her a little butt bath in the middle of the night.
I will say I really appreciate that about you, Ella.
Yeah.
Is that I actually think you might be more confident than you think. Because the things that I get too nervous to do, like I start to freak out about like the fucking temperature of the water, how we're going to clean the tub. Is this the right way to do it? La, la, la. I start to like really overthink and it renders me like paralyzed. Like I grow moss on a rock, right? Like I don't move because I'm thinking things through so hard. But when you see that any of our animals is covered in poop and needs to be washed, you are up and washing that animal so fucking fast.
I mean, yeah, that's true. I definitely go for it.
You
I'm
go
like,
for
oh,
it.
You know what? You're getting scrubbed and this tub is getting bleached and then that's what's happening.
And if Luna has something in her paw, I'm like so hesitant and I'm so scared. I'm like holding her paw and then she whimpers even slightly and I'm like, no, I'm hurting her. And I'm like so like a bleeding heart. But you're just like grabbing the body, looking for the injury. Like you have a very like gung ho attitude when it talks to taking care of something.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, I think that is part of my
really
personality.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah. That is part of my personality. I do go for it when I see that I can solve a situation quickly. I don't hesitate. So that makes me feel good. Thanks, babe.
No, of course. I really appreciate it because I really hate
poo-poo
inside.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We all man. Do. But I mean, you got to do it. Sometimes you just got to do it. And I was a nanny for many, many years and dealt with many a diaper change and had many an inner kid with an injury that I had to take care of. So I think some of my younger years training has come to like,
well,
it's come up.
You're really brave about what you know needs to be done for their well-being.
Yeah.
And for me, I get so scared that I'm making them feel scared.
Oh.
That it's hard for me to take care of them.
Yeah.
Like I like with ear infections or stuff like that. Like I see them, they whimper, they look, they shake, anything.
Yeah.
Like even though I know the medicine has to go in their ear.
Yeah.
And like they're and it's actually gonna be good for them. My like heart breaks.
Yeah.
I can't and I feel like I'm causing them suffering.
Yeah.
And like that confidence and that self-awareness that you know that you're doing what they need even if they can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Like God, I really appreciate that. It helps me feel a little bit braver, more brave.
I think that honestly came from being a nanny. I was a nanny for a 1 year old. And that, you know, like when you have a baby that young who like is screaming at you or like has like the craziest poopy diaper or you have to feed that baby and take them to the park, you just like you have to know what to do. And I also would have like a gaggle of kids, also being a lifeguard too. I did a lot of rescue and emergency training, first aid, CPR, water rescue. You snap into that sometimes.
Yeah. And you're great with small, helpless creatures.
Aww,
so I am really, really happy to be raising this puppy.
I'm happy to be raising the puppy.
The other thing that I'm happy about is that you do research. Like you
I
started
do.
Watching all those puppy videos, right? You taught us about puppy confidence. So turns out when you're playing with a puppy, like a small puppy, you're not supposed to always win. It's like crucial and formative to their well-being and like their own anxieties and nervousness.
So you have to let them win some. I always thought you were supposed to
dominate.
Never let a dog win.
Not a dog, but a puppy.
I know.
You know, when you see, and the guy in this video Ella watched made this great analogy, like when you see an adult dog playing with a puppy, they're not
going hard.
No, they're like, oh, you win. Oh, you got it. Oh, you tackled me.
Yeah.
And so every day we play with Luna and we build that puppy confidence.
We building that puppy confidence.
Because a nervous dog will act out like a nervous person. A scared dog will act out like a scared person, right? And so we need Luna to know that she can have a healthy sense of confidence without it turning into a destructive force in her life.
I don't want my fears, my insecurities, my anxieties to create an anxious dog. So I have to work on myself, and we're also building Luna's confidence. And it's teaching me a lot about that too. Like the small wins, you know, those can really help you feel more confident.
Yeah, absolutely. See, dude, babe, my love, I'm very happy to share this life with you.
I'm happy to share this life with you too. And with Luna and our kitties. Yeah. We have a full house now, so no more animals.
Yeah. Okay. Can I will, I would like to get this in writing. Heard it here on the podcast.
We're done. Okay. We're done. For the time being. We are full.
Max capacity.
Like, I never thought I'd say this, but man, oh man.
Quick tips and tricks for those of you venturing into new parenthood of a puppy, et cetera, a doggy, et cetera, et cetera. One of the things that we do is I like to set a timer. Like, I'm like, you know what? 5 minutes of playtime.
Yeah.
Because it helps me play with her.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, well, if I start playing with you, when's it going to stop, man?
She just loves to play.
And so if I do like, okay, I'll do 5 minutes. And then 5 minutes goes by, I'm like, I could do another five. Or if I do 10, at least I know. Like 10 minutes out of my day is not that long. But without the timer, I feel like we're playing tug for an eternity.
Yeah. And we just do that here and there throughout the day. It really helps.
And we do all of her meals hand feeding. And we do training. And she sleeps in the bed with us and the kitties. And we
love her.
We love her. And I'm proud of us.
Yeah, I'm proud of us too.
It's definitely scary, but you know another word for fear is?
What?
Intelligence.
You
have to have a healthy sense of apprehension to know that you are being present.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I feel present. Yeah. I feel real present.
You got it. Now you got to just figure out how to practice that reckless optimism, babe.
I know.
And awareness of all things as they are, and then choosing to believe, you know, that we can have a positive outcome.
Yeah.
Even if other people aren't.
I think that we're moving towards that.
Me too.
Every day.
I think we are in it currently, presently.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, great. Well, let's go hang out with the dog.
Let's go see
The her. Other thing is that I just love being in our home.
I love it too.
I love it. Okay, great. Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening. This is Analyze This. If you don't know,
now you know.
Now you know. You can do whatever you want. Just live your best life. I'm rooting for you. Rooting for you every day. Thanks for being on, Ella.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Building that puppy confidence.
We're building that puppy confidence.
We're building that puppy confidence.
We're building that puppy confidence.
Cha-cha-cha.